Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Life as we know it simply could not exist without water. And the photographer Paul Blackmore underscores the preciousness of water to not only our bodies, but our spirits and our cultures as well, through his many beautiful images. Today on the program, we're talking about a new exhibit of Blackmore's work, and we're exploring the necessity and the symbolism of water in our region and throughout the world. Joining me in studio is Katie Smith. She's Director of Development for the Leonardo. And Katie Smith, good morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Good morning, Jennifer. It's great to be here.
The exhibit Water, Nature's Driving Force, is running now through January 13th, 2013 at the Leonardo, 209 East 5th South here in Salt Lake City. We'll give you more details on that as we go. But if you've got questions or comments about Paul Blackmore's work with water, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Katie, you know, visitors, when you go to see this exhibit at the Leonardo, visitors are greeted with this astounding fact, 370 quintillion gallons of water on this planet. It's astounding.
It is. I don't even know how many zeros that is.
There were not enough zeros to put on the poster. Why is the Leonardo tackling such a vital resource?
Well, one thing about the Leonardo is we like to stay on top of really current issues and topics, especially as they affect multiple parts of our lives. And water was a perfect example of that, not just because it's something that we need to survive and thrive as human beings, but also because of the spiritual and recreational impacts that it has on all of our lives.
How does this exhibit approach it? You're looking at very different ways that we interact with water, how it affects our bodies, our spirits, our minds. Talk about some of those various ways.
Yeah, I think that with any exhibit that you have in a museum, you're trying to tell a story. You're taking the visitor on guiding them through an experience. And when we looked at all of the beautiful photography that Paul Blackmore provided us with, we realized that the images really fell into some different categories. Spiritual uses of water and the impacts it has on us, recreational and fun uses of water that we all do in our daily lives, and then really some of the more hard-hitting issues related to water, scarcity of water or polluted water. And so that's actually the way that the exhibit is designed, to take you through all those different topic areas and culminate in kind of a local perspective of what water is in Salt Lake Valley, Utah.
We'll get to some of the extension activities that you've got planned surrounding this exhibit, but let's first address the beautiful images by this photojournalist, Paul Blackmore. Tell us more about Paul Blackmore. Who is he?
Paul Blackmore comes to us from Australia, and he has been working on this exhibit for a very long time. Really started with a visit he had in France, and he was looking at the theme for his next real big project and started realizing that water was going to be not just something that we turn on the tap and we always had, but really one of those issues that could drive real conflicts in the future, and something so, as you said, precious, and a word that he uses a lot, and vital, but also could create so much strife, was really intriguing to him. And so what he did was spent multiple years going throughout the world and snapping photographs, these really beautiful artistic pictures of how people interact with water in a variety of ways.
These are black and white images, many taken from his book titled At Water's Edge. But I understand that you brought Blackmore to Utah to add a few more local images of the water that we love, Donut Falls and Mystic Hot Springs and Lake Powell and, of course, the Great Salt Lake. How did he approach, this project? You know, what was he looking for here in Utah?
I think he was looking for, we live in a high desert state, and water is so integral to all the places he's been. I think he was surprised, though. I think he was surprised at the beauty of the water that we have here and the different trips that he took to take the pictures. I was talking to him, and he said, I wish I had done this trip before I published my book, because there are images that I would have included. And I completely agree. I am moved by so many of the photos in this exhibit personally. And was curious to see what he would come up with from the local angle. And I have to say, some of the local pictures that he shot, like Donut Falls and City Creek, are some of my absolute favorites in the whole exhibit.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. We're speaking with Katie Smith, Director of Development at the Leonardo. July is Water Month at the Leo, and the new exhibit is titled Water, Nature's Driving Force. It's on display now through next January at the Leo. And there's more information, links on our website, kcpw.org. If you've got questions or comments about water, the role that it plays in your life, 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. As you mentioned, you've divided the images into several categories. One was the spiritual use of water, and that actually didn't come top of mind for me. Like, it wasn't my first instinct when I heard that you had an exhibit about water, but the images are really quite beautiful. He has one photograph of a young Russian Orthodox man, and he's emerging from this very cold pool. It looks like it has ice crystals on the edge. It's shaped in the shape of a cross for the ritual of Epiphany. He's got bathers from the Ganges in India. How has water really become so central to many belief systems and faiths?
I think that's one of the really unique parts about this exhibit is that the gallery is quite quiet, and it gives you a real time for introspection and to kind of make those links across those cultures and realize how important this source is. And I know for the staff at the Leonardo, as we were developing this and looking at the images, all of these water, we call them water secrets, started coming out about how we connected individually with water and some of our memories. And then it wasn't a far leap to talk about how water is incorporated into religious rituals that are very prominent here in this valley. And then to take that leap and see how other religions or other individuals just looking for a spiritual experience utilize this in their traditions. And I find these to be some of the most moving pictures as well. There's a really beautiful image of, and I'm not even sure if it's a man or a woman, under the falls of Sot Do.
Yes.
And that, for some reason, really speaks to me personally. I love that image. And there's something that's really solitary about it, but just really cleansing at the same time, really powerful. Mm-hmm. And I think that most people who come to this exhibit will find at least one, if not more, images that really speak to them personally.
There are also some very stark images, and one in the grouping that you have talks about water as a necessity of life. We cannot live without it. There's one that's a steel ship, and it's buried in a dry lake bed in Russia. And I guess Paul Blackmore went to this site knowing that there had been some ships that had been abandoned or run aground because of the lack of water.
Yeah, it's a really startling image. It's a really powerful one. And I think that the flip side of looking at the abundance of water and how we utilize it in our spiritual lives and our recreation is the flip side of that is what happens when the water leaves or we use it all up. And the Aral Sea is a really perfect example of that. And something that's hard to visualize until you see it in front of you.
There was another one in that particular area of gigantic steel pipes. This is outside of Mumbai in India, and how people, I guess the pipes would take water to the wealthy, and how the poor had to tap into those pipes and actually steal the water for their very survival.
Yeah, it really highlights the socioeconomic impacts, I think, of, you know, water can be power, or access to water means that you have power. And these people, I believe it's, you know, when it's one of the statistics we have in the exhibit, as well as an installation, that we need at least 3 gallons of water a day to survive. And without easy access to water, much less clean water, you have to be creative in how you access it. And in this particular picture, it's showing how these shanties have sprung up around these pipes, and they'll drill into it to get the water they need until the officials come in and block it up, find them.
So a lot of dramatic images as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't talk about water without talking about some fun. There's a very playful image of some kids gathered around a fire hydrant that's going off in Brooklyn. I just love that image.
I do, too. And I think it's funny how Paul said, I didn't think that happened in real life. I thought that was just an image in the movies. I think we've all seen those images on TV and the movies, and that is one of my favorite parts of the exhibit, is how we have fun with water and what role that plays in our lives. And it's a real opportunity for visitors who are coming to the Leonardo to add to the exhibit, because they can bring photos of themselves, their families, and how they recreate in water and some of their great memories. And we have that as a live streaming pictorial
video
that's going on in the exhibit, and that will just continually be added on as we acquire more and more photos.
The exhibit made me think, though. I mean, it does raise the consciousness that we live in a very dry state. I think it's the second driest state in the nation, and yet we as individuals use a tremendous amount of water. What sorts of discussions or, even just consciousness, what are you trying to raise, the issues that you're trying to raise with this exhibit?
Well, I think even just raising awareness that it is a really precious resource and that we are in a dry state. And it's been interesting hearing some of the discussions around that particular piece that is coming up amongst our visitors. I think it's a very somewhat controversial topic about how we use water. And I have heard individuals say, I don't use resources in one way. I'm not starting fires. I'm not, using those resources, but I love my pool and I love to have a green yard, and that's how I choose to use the resources of our society, and I'm not really going to change. And there's myself, you start thinking about all the different ways you use water, and it just really, for me personally, I realized I hate waste for waste's sake, and there are definitely just tweaks that I can do to help conserve this resource.
Mm-hmm. There are many water-themed activities that you're offering as a companion to the photographic exhibit. Tell us just briefly about a couple of those.
Yeah, one of the ones that I really love also involves visitor participation, where you can bring a water sample from your home, from a nearby lake or stream, and you bring it into the Leonardo, and our floor staff have cabbage water. And what happens, what's interesting about cabbage water, is it kind of acts as a litmus paper. You pour it into the water, and depending on the acidity or the baseness of the water, it changes color. So we're taking these water samples in these jars, and we're creating a really beautiful mosaic from all the water that we've collected from our visitors. So that's something really fun to participate in.
That's really great. And there's many more facets to the water exhibit at the Leonardo. We'll have links on our website, kcpw.org. Again, the exhibit is Water, Nature's Driving Force, on showing now at the Leonardo through January 13th of 2013. The Leonardo, of course, is our neighbor, 209 East 5th South here in Salt Lake City on Library Square. And there's more information. You can call them at 801-531-9800, or you can go to their website, theleonardo.org. And Katie Smith, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Tomorrow, profiling one of Utah's most colorful and enigmatic public officials, the doctor, the advocate, the senator, Martha Hughes Cannon. So join us for that tomorrow. Oh, and I need to thank our intern, Lauren Hendrickson. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.